What about for the, we head over to the livestock side and looking on these cattle numbers. Heavy cattle, not a lot of big sales happening last week, so that pushes them into this week and obviously makes them heavier.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. A couple of things that I believe, you might get the next analyst that say that I'm nuts, you know, which is fine. But there's a couple of things that I've noticed in doing this for 35 years, that when the North cash cattle market is higher than the South, that is a characteristic, almost always, of a bullish market. The North has a tendency to still have some of my favorite people, the farmer feeder, whereas the South is almost exclusively commercial. And usually when the North is premium the South, it's an indication of currentness, that the farmer feeder, like him, which I do, has a tendency to still be a little more slow to sell cattle, maybe. He might fight the market more than a commercial feed yard might. That relationship changed last week. I sold cattle for 154 Friday. Texas sold cattle for 159. We're losing a little bit of leverage here in the North because our cattle are too big, plenty big. We got a terrible lot of cattle contracted, more so than any time that I've seen and more so than any time that they've had records for this next slot for September and October. So we've lost some leverage and we lost some currentness. Now, is this a game changer, never going to rally again? Not at all, but we do need to get through some of these big cattle. I think if we get busy, by the time we get to the first or second week of October, we'll feel much better about it. But right now, we've lost our grip a little bit, so I got to be just a little standoffish. And the tone of the box beef is not good. Box beef's going lower, at least according to the people that I talk to, and they usually know.
Million-dollar question, what's going on with these hogs? And at least you say you're short-term good.
In the short term, I think this hog thing's all right. Hogs have been super unpredictable, for me at least. Maybe for the next guy, he's been trading them like crazy. But to me, you've got a $13, $12 disparity between oct and dece. You've got an unusual disparity between dece and June. This whole trying to figure out what PED has meant to the market has been difficult. In the short term, pork products are going higher. In the short term, the packer's got good margin. With the meat he's getting worth more, I think he'll keep killing them. I think he'll pay a little more for hogs, okay? So in the short term, I think we got a couple, three-week window at least where this thing's all right. What I'm wrestling is what to do with the December hogs. I guess I think if we could get the Decembers back to that $98 to $100 slot, I think they probably, if I was a hedger, I'd be very, very focused on that because I think by then the effects of the PED deal is kind of behind us. And I believe that the industry has been expanding like a banshee all the way through the PED thing. So if we, if we resolve the PED issue, we probably got enough supply.